change, change, and change. That's one of the words that we are hearing more and more nowadays. And yeah, the market is changing, the opportunities are changing. And I have to say that one of the companies in our industry who's changing faster and honestly even growing bigger is Blue Star. I want to welcome Maurice today with me in the podcast.
Yes.
So it's been great to see these changes in the market. We have a lot of opportunities that we can share with our customers, you know. But I have to say that there are still many pains out there, you know. And of course, supply chain is one of those pains. It's one of those areas where people feel more unsafe. But I am sure that we can also offer some relief in there, right?
Of course, yeah. You know, the supply chain issues are huge. But they always have been there for a little bit because the difficulty of getting the products at the right time to the customer is one of the reasons why distributors exist. Manufacturers are not in a position to do as good distribution as we do. And for resellers, it's impossible to invest in stock because of the different configurations, the different brands and solutions that you sell. So we are taking, as a distributor, cost out of the channel, partially at the manufacturer side and partially at the reseller side. And we do that really well. And that's why we are able to smoothen any rough edges in supply chain. But currently the problems are so big. Yeah. You know, we cannot solve it on our own. There's simply not enough products being produced. The demand is over the top, and we just simply need to wait for a while until that that settles in. And in the meantime, we try to do the best we can. Yeah. So if people need scanners, if they need printers, if they need terminals, they are available. It's maybe not exact the model that you want or the SKU that you want, but if you need any of those products, we have a lot of stock. We actually increased our stock significantly last year. And even with the supply chain issues that are there, we have been able to grow that stock significantly. So it is there, but it requires probably some modifications and some changes in what you can deliver to your customers. So I think the key question to manage this big beast is that next to understanding what your customer actually needs, there's another one. When do they actually need it?
Correct.
And if you manage that, then I think you can cope with the issues of today. And ask Blue for support, I would say.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and to be honest with you, I think these changes and these situations really open a whole range of opportunities. You know, most of the partners, they have been lacking some of the stuff that they have been always providing to their customers, but now they might be seeing at other opportunities that they might have not considered before. And I think Blue Star has got a whole range of solutions which can really fulfill this need and can open also some new markets for some of those partners which might be feeling lost in this moment.
Yes. Yeah, correct. So I think another thing what we do is that if you talk to our account managers or some of our business development managers, they have a good view on what's happening in the market, what resellers are doing. We're building and continuously built on our ISV connections and community. To connect partners and support people to drive new businesses, and I think what the pandemic has done, because that's where some of the problems started, is the digitalization of some of the processes and the workflows. So there's a huge amount of additional opportunities, I would say, that's out there in the markets, which our resellers are every day fulfilling. So the market as a total, has grown, where the products that we sell in mobility, whether it's a handheld or whether it's a tablet, And for resellers, you know, specifically their vertical software solutions, you know, that is that has opened up a real growth opportunity. And everything was there. It's just because of the pressure and the issues of the pandemic, it's just a lot of potential that's now can be fulfilled.
You're right. I think we are in a situation which is a little bit extreme, eh? But I'm sure it's not the first time that you have seen this. We have seen similar situations in the past, maybe not that that strong. But by the way, congratulations. It's your first year at Blue Star, right?
Yes, yes. I celebrate 1 year at Blue Star, yes.
Congratulations.
So thank you.
Must be, yeah, we are, of course, very happy to have you with us. And I think probably it would be nice to know also how you have experienced this this year at Blue Star. What is new? What have you discovered know, in the market?
Well, first of all, I in this year, I also learned a lot about the history of Blue Star and specifically Blue Star Europe. I've been impressed with the years of growth that they've been able to achieve in a very crowded distribution landscape, which is called Europe, I would say. And Blue Star made some significant, steps in the last few years that actually enabled last year with, I would say, crazy growth. And I think a key one was the centralization of the logistics. That's, something from a few years ago. And then in 2019, the opening of the central warehouse in the Netherlands in Eindhoven. And I think that enabled, the company to grow to the next level. Obviously, last year there was a sort of an earthquake in the distribution landscape.
A big one, right?
A very big one, and I think it's been very brave, the decisions that Blue Star has taken, and also very quickly to respond to that changing market market conditions, and. And jump on that opportunity, and that has led to, I would say, a fantastic year for Blue Star. There's been an amazing achievement, and just to summarize it with a few words, I would say, hey, if you within a few months, double your workforce, double your warehouse space. And a few months later, also have doubled and probably tripled in that period, the product capacity that you have in stock. You've delivered an amazing performance, and the appreciation from resellers has been very very good.
Yeah,
we get a lot of credits for the efforts that we've put in, and that has paid off. So, a much larger customer base, very experienced people in the, not only the sales team, but also in supporting departments. A lot of new faces as well. And I would say it's a very still young, company, young at heart, especially. So that's good for me as well, because I'm, 30 years in the industry. So I want to stay young at heart. And everybody has joined and felt or I would say tasted the success of last year, and that makes us hungry for more. So we're ready for the full year 2022 as well.
Absolutely. I think we were ready in the moment that it had to happen. Blue Star has been growing really, really, really fast in the past 12 years since the company started operations in Europe.
Yeah.
We have been expanding. We have non-stop growth year after year, with more resellers, with more partners, new markets.
Yeah.
So we've been growing really, 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 really fast. And honestly, this is not only in Europe, also globally, the company has been growing in the past 25 years enormously. And I think this was also creating the base to be ready for the moment that we could really take the experience and we could really take the opportunity to scale up one level,
Exactly, and I think it's been a proven benefit that we're part of a global company, a privately owned company, and a company that's not afraid to take big decisions very fast. And I think that's paying off for Blue Star, and it's paid off last year, and it probably is one of the reasons why Blue Star has grown to the global company they are now. We were started in North America, we're in Canada, Latin America, and Europe since a long time.
Already 12 years. Yeah,
12 years. So. So yeah, if you look back on 12 years, they've probably flown, and it's been a big achievement for that period where we are now today.
Absolutely. You have mentioned something which is, I think, very important. I think Blue Star is a different kind of company. One of the first points I would mention is that we are a privately owned company, and this gives us an enormous flexibility to be reacting to the market. Also, we can incorporate technologies, we can incorporate know-how people, in a very fast mode, and I think this really makes a difference. We also believe that this is also bringing a very strong, position for the company from the financial point of view. We can help financing our customers, and we can take decisions without having to go back every time to our shareholders for approval. Yeah. So I think that's a key element in this progression.
No, it's one of the things I experienced is that we take the decision ourselves. And it's a short communication lines, and it's quick decisions if we want to or if we feel we need to.
Yeah.
And that has made it easy, easier, I would say, to achieve what we've achieved. Would have been a lot more difficult because there wasn't much time to decide or to wait. It was basically now or never, I think looking back, the right things have been done and decided.
That's exactly what I meant. When this situation comes there, you need to be flexible to take a fast decision, but also you need to have the basement ready to be able to absorb that change and really make it profitable. Because let's not forget also that Blue Star has been growing organically. So the growth of Blue Star has been constant, relatively fast, but also relatively slow. We have not made stupid decisions. We have not made crazy things. We have not been. Yeah. We have not made crazy investments. The company has been setting the basement for a future growth and setting the business for a stable and a trustable company.
Yeah, I would say a lot of common sense in everything that that was done and. Like earlier said, it was a very crowded marketplace. So it was not easy to do it that way. But it's been done, and it's successful. And it's been, I think, every investment has been sustainable. So it builds on to what's already done, and it adds to that without.
Absolutely.
Without doing crazy things.
Absolutely. No, you're right. But one of the things that has not changed at all is the commitment of the company to offer value add to our partners. And I think this is a key element. I think we can provide a lot of market information. We can provide a lot of opportunities in order to disclose, that part of the market that might not be evident to some of our customers, right?
Yeah, correct. So I think it's, it's key to deliver the value add. Because that's what makes us different. That's where we add a real value on top of, I would say, the basic of what a distributor needs to needs to do. And it's why people would keep coming back to keep working with Blue Star because we're solving some problems here. And it's maybe interesting to highlight a few of those value adds that that stand out. And,
absolutely.
It's one we touched on on earlier is the Global Care program and you're familiar with that, you have experience yourself.
Absolutely. It's our program, it's our initiative really to help our customers scaling up their business whatever they sell or however they sell, right?
So it's basically to say to enable, I would say, cross theater business.
Yeah.
Because in the period where I would say companies becoming more global, first they expanded globally, and then you saw the trend that they want to standardize, on IT and products and solutions, and then they start where the headquarters is based and they develop a program and they want to deploy and implement that across the world. And their starting point is the reseller where they get the solution.
Correct.
So this reseller is suddenly confronted with to say, hey, can you ship I'm in Germany, can you ship to the subsidiary in France? And and that's still a simple logistic fulfillment, but that's the first cross-border business that you fulfill, and You know, thankfully we are in the EU that that makes it easy to do. But what if you know, the end user has demands beyond the European borders?
And they do.
And they do. And then basically, global care is just is the name of whatever kind of solution that we can find. And it's a little bit. On one side, you could say, "Hey, pick from the menu," but on the other side, it's you know, it's
every customer has got different needs. Every market has got different needs, different requirements. You know, so yeah.
It's the country, it's the timing, it's the type of product, it's the expectations on when stuff needs to be delivered, and we you know, we there's some really good recent examples where we needed to support resellers with products, you know, product shipments in the US, which again is pretty straightforward for us because headquarters is in the US, so they support us in those opportunities. Obviously, we need the vendor support as well to do that, but in 99% of the cases, that's not a problem at all. And very specific, you know, to some countries, there's a lot of needs in Latin America as well, and then
correct.
I can only say that, you know, the last 3 months, you know, the most asked question was if we also could deliver the products in Mexico, and
yes,
and we can. And there again, we have different options to support partners. So I can only encourage everybody to, if they have a need, if they have an opportunity that they want to fulfill, to again ask Blue, ask us what we can do here. With of course an understanding that this is not a normal shipment, so it's tailor-made.
Correct.
And that requires some time, but we, you know, we successfully deliver products around the globe, I would say.
Yeah, and I think we don't need to stop, you know, our offer neither to the US or to Mexico or to Europe. I mean, we have been doing a lot of projects only within Europe, you know, to many countries, because let's not forget that sometimes what we think it might be easy for some of the some of the partners is at the end not so easy from the logistic point of view, from the configuration point of view. Let me give you an example. We recently did a campaign, you know, for one of the customers. He wanted to deliver some terminals into different end user shops in Italy, just across the border. It's not really not fancy countries, and the only thing they needed was just to add a kind of protection to the terminal, you know. And this seems to be very simple, but most of the times, if not a lot of times, the customers don't have this capacity, and they need help to do something like that. And Blue Star is the kind of company who can support in that process.
Yeah, and it's a good example where you know, an international shipment is linked to another value-added service, which is what we call VAS, which stands for value-added service, and that is an interesting one because in now that resources you know are limited when we talk about people. Yeah. Where you look to do, you know, a rollout as green as possible and as efficient as possible to not only save cost but also time. That service that we provide, we see a huge increase in demand.
Correct.
So very simple. Describe what is VAS. It's a service that we operate from our warehouse in Eindhoven. It's basically a technical team that makes the products deployment ready and whatever that needs to be. So you gave a simple example of a screen protector, but it can be as complicated as staging the complete terminal and make it ready out of the box, including the software and the settings, so people don't need to worry about what to do with it. They just turn on the machine and the software is there, the connection is there, and we can do that to any country. And the challenge for many resellers today is that they have their people, they are very busy because there's huge demand, and they need to put all their people on projects, and these project rollouts, they come and go. So 3 or 4 weeks you don't need to do anything with these products, and then you have a big rollout and you need to put a few people there for a few days or for a week or maybe for 2 weeks. But it's your best people, and you want to send those people actually to customers, and you want to maybe send an invoice for the hours of work that they can do. And what you don't want is keep them in the office to do something simple. Simple, it's not, it may look simple. I'm simplifying now any of the VAS work, which is not simple. The difficulty is to make it simple and efficient so that you you manage your rollout. And yeah, because it's so ad hoc, if you outsource that to Bluestar, you basically outsource some of that pain for probably a cost where you cannot perform it yourself.
But you are mentioning this is a service that can be used, you know, by some of our resellers to take the pain out, you know. But imagine when we are talking about independent software vendors, you know, when you are making only the software. The last thing you want in life is really to take care of the hardware most of the times, because that's really a pain from the logistics, from the administration, from the management point of view. Yeah. So there, the VAS is a critical element which can really help them to grow their business, right?
Correct, because you don't need to allocate any people. You don't have any worries. You just outsource that, and you have no stock. You do not touch the hardware. You basically outsource that complete concept, but you need the hardware, otherwise your solution will not run. So I mean, that's what we're here for. So we also have good cooperation with a lot of ISVs that work pan-European, some even globally. We support them in the US and we support them in Europe, where we basically one-stop shop, but we put it all in the box.
Yeah.
We put some of the value add. We as a layer over on it, and we then do drop shipment.
Correct.
So we have a few ISVs that have enabled businesses, and we talk about thousands, that enabled businesses to run their cafe, bar, or shop. Hmm. Where the software company hasn't seen the hardware, and where the end user didn't need any instructions because it was plug and play configured by Bluestar. And I think that's a great way of deployment services that we provide to our resellers, and especially, like I said, ISVs where the hardware is a necessity just to get the solution going. Also on ISVs we have another value add. So we just discussed and reviewed everything on the VAS center, but there's another one, which is Appware Solutions, and that's your specialty.
Absolutely, that's really in the side of the marketing. You know, Appware Solutions is an excellent tool that we are using to identify new customers, but not only customers for us, for Bluestar. We can do this also for our partners, and this is where the value add really becomes true. Mm. And most of the time, some of the software vendors that are working with us, or some of the resellers which are having a kind of solution, you know, they have troubles to identify customers in a specific market niche.
Yeah.
So they have a great solution. They know what hardware goes with that. They know what kind of trouble they can solve. But they have sometimes troubles to find new customers, and we can help there. So it's a content marketing kind of action that means that we are developing an ebook, a white paper, an extended white paper that we can use to share in the market. We normally try to segment the audience. We try to address to the specific potential customers of this solution, and then we are inviting the people to download in order to identify if they have an interest or not in that market. And then we are back to the partner, and we say, hey, here you have a bunch of customers that could be interested in your solution. So why don't we contact them? I think this is an excellent value, and we can give you some examples, but I'm sure you feel this.
So basically, with the marketing experience and knowledge that we have, and the tools that we use, we're basically for anybody that has a solution, we can create end user leads.
Absolutely.
Right? That's basically the bottom line of the story.
And not only
story.
That, because the beauty of this is that in the process to get some leads, we also create a lot of demand, and this is also something important for the resellers. And in the process to create demand, we also provide a huge visibility for dissolution of the ISVs. And sometimes we are talking about small companies in the corner in a garage that have not gone outside in the market, and getting this visibility and getting this, or being exposed to this kind of audience,
Yeah.
It's a significant value add that they can get from us. Absolutely.
No, true, and I think that's a real differentiator. And by the way, we can do that globally, yeah? Because in the digital world, we have no borders.
It's a digital world, no borders. You know, it doesn't matter the country, it doesn't matter the market. The more niche, sometimes the more precise we can go, and certainly this is open for any vertical, any market which we are working with.
So we can support the partners basically to go into another vertical,
yep,
right, with their solution, in another country.
Yep.
Yeah. And I would like to add to that we can also recruit resellers if they have a need to expand their reseller network, right?
Because
there's multiple ways of selling your solution. You can go one by one directly in end users, or you can close some partnerships.
You're touching something which is very important, because I mean, when we have a network of independent software vendors, you know, and we also have a network of resellers, you know, we can also be the kind of aggregator company who can really put them together. So if you are an independent software vendor or you are a reseller and you're looking for the other, we can be the company who can really put you in contact.
Exactly.
And I think that's a great value add.
Yeah, it is a value add. And then, another one that, is close to my heart, I would like to make sure we discuss the
very
latest
close
and greatest.
I see where you're going to.
Exactly. You know it already. It's the Blue Store.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, just want to highlight that, we made a lot of effort to make that every time a little bit better and a platform. So for the Blue Store, basically that is going or growing, I would say, from the basic functionality, which is any kind of web shop. Yeah, you can order the products there. To become a point of information and a platform to do basically everything around the business you do with Blue Store. So we made a lot of improvements this year, and one of them is related to the speed, because everybody wants information fast, but the way we organized is that we put a lot of data because we show related products. So it's not that you type in a SKU and you get the SKU. You can do that too, by the way. It's a functionality which is called quick order. So if you know what you want, if you know what you want, you just go to the store and you click quick order, and you don't need to order anything. But you can request product availability and your price for up to date information. But if you do it in the main menu, you basically land in what we call a product family. And in that family of, let's say a handheld device, you have the main configurations. Mm-hmm. You have the accessories for charging, for communication, stands and poles, related service products. It's a huge list of SKUs, and it's always the pain to find what belongs to what. And we've done that work for the reseller. So the product family view that we display or use in the Blue Store is actually really, really good, because you have on one tab, you have everything that's related to that product. Now, as we know in this business, a lot of business is project business. And if there's a special price attached to the product, or to the project, I should say, is also now available in the Blue Store, and that's a unique one, because not many companies can actually do that. I'm only aware of one, and that is us at the moment. So you simply go into your account, and there it's where you see a section special pricing, and you find all the project prices that you have, including the quantity of the project, the net price of the project, the time you still have access to that pricing to fulfill the rollout or that project. You can easily export that in Excel, so you have it in an easy format. You can see whatever you have in from that project, if there's availability or not. You can even click on the SKU and then see what the incoming dates for new stock are. Free available stock. That's basically everywhere possible in every part of the menu. If you see a SKU and availability, you can click on it and see when next availability is there, if the product is, for example, on order. Those have been major improvements. I think it reduces incoming questions, from resellers on when do you have availability, when do you get products in.
Yeah.
I think at least with 50%, and it's not, we don't do that because we don't want to get the question. We do it because we want to give 24/7 access to the information that we have in our system. And I don't see the need to have a customer pick up the phone to get that information. We can simply pass
honestly,
it on. And that's what we did.
I think, Maurice, is that simply we have listened to the market. We have listened to the customers, and we have made that tool an efficient tool that can really help them in the day-to-day business.
Yeah, exactly. And it helps to plan and predict the business for the reseller better. And that's a great value add. And we have more in the planning to develop that platform even better. I don't want to reveal all the secrets, but we're not stopping here. We have a long list of wishes that we're gonna pull through, like export related information, because we have countries where we have a lot of business which is classified as export, and people need that information, and we're going to make that available to our customers too. We're going to make some enhancements to make it easier to work in the quick order section of the Blue Store, and we're open for any feedback and good ideas to make life of the reseller easier.
Yeah, I see more and more a lot of partners which are surprised, you know, when they enter in the Blue Store and they find, what the tool is capable to do. And I think they get surprised because most of them they didn't know before. We certainly have incorporated many, many tools there that are really making their life easier.
I'm not going to say it was a best kept secret, but there's a lot. If you take the time, or you talk to your account manager, or you follow one of the sessions that we regularly do, on the use of the Blue Store, or simply just call, we can explain. But spending a few minutes is worthwhile. You'll discover one or the other. And like I said, with the amount of developments we still plan, never assume it's like how it was.
Absolutely.
It will be a product in motion, in change, and every change should lead to an improvement for the customer.
That's very good, absolutely. So we've been talking about Global Care, our solutions, our value-add services, the Blue Store. And I think there is still many more value-adds. We don't want to make this to extend. But I also would like to mention the Android Competence Center. Blue Store has become an Android Competence Center recently. And, together with Google, we are trying to approach some customers to help them in the process, in the transition into Android. Android is becoming, of course, a kind of key element in the growing of some companies, especially we talk about ASBs, and having a company who is able to understand what they need, able to understand where they come from, and able to understand where they need to go, I think is also a key element to help them growing.
Yeah, it's another example. we're used to different operating systems in the past in this business. And when the transition started to Android, we made sure we had the competence to support additional functionality that Android offers, like the zero touch functionality.
Correct.
which is an easy tool that you can activate or use to facilitate a rollout. You need to be certified, and that's of course that's what we want, because we think it's a value, and many customers are asking for it to do it exactly that way.
Right, and it's not only for the technical point of view. Eh? Most of our sales teams are also certified in Android, so that's also something that can be required to
exactly.
Them,
so. Yeah.
Talking about our sales force, Maurice, and I don't want to finish this podcast without mentioning that we have a local presence in every country. And this is part of the Blue Star DNA. We want to be close to the customers in every country. We want to speak the language. But most important, we also want to understand their market. And this is where I think we also make a difference, right?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So basically, we for efficiency reasons and using the benefit of scale, you would centralize what you can centralize. But contact with a customer and understanding a local market is not what you do from a distance. So we made sure, that in our key regions where we have a focus and a growing business and a plan for the future, that we have a local presence. And if customers would like to see that that's stronger in the region, then I can only suggest buy more from Blue Star, and we will do.
That's a great suggestion, by the way. I like that very much.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Okay, Mauricio, thank you very much indeed for joining me today.
Thanks for having me.
I think it was really the moment to talk about Blue Star. Yeah. Many things have been happening. This is why we have titled this podcast as a Now Blue Star.
Yeah.
And I would like to finish with a few takeaways. And I will point the first one. I think we need to stress that Blue Star is a global company, and Europe has become a key element in this globalization, right?
Exactly. So with the origin in the US and the later additions to expand across the border, I think it's great for everybody to see that we've become the player we are now in Europe. So, yeah. But for other people, it's maybe interesting to know that there is not only a Blue Star Europe. It's a much bigger corporation. But we operate independently, in a lot of ways because we're locally here.
Yeah.
With full support from the global company itself.
We have all the benefits of being part of a huge organization with a long, long history, with a good experience, and especially with a good presence in the market. And I think this is also probably the second point. I think a lot of people might not be aware that Blue Star is the leading distributor for many of the most well-known brands in the Auto ID and the POS business, right?
Exactly. Maybe that's another kept secret. I'm not saying best kept secret, but many people don't know. And if you look from a global point of view, for many of the vendors in the different areas where we're active, we're the number one player, and that gives us some additional strengths.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so thank you very much indeed. I think it was very clear that Blue Star can offer a wide range of solutions to the market, because let's not forget, this is really our target. It's really to help our customers, to help our partners. And when I say partners, I don't mean only the customers. I also mean the vendors, to help them growing in the business. That's our target.
Nothing to add, Paco. Thanks very much.
Great. Thank you very much indeed for being with us today, Maurice.